Learning how to dress appropriately is one of the most basic lessons at the Beijing Hospitality Institute. Although the tuition is much higher than at other colleges, students like Candy from Anhui Province say the cost is worth it.
My father said it was okay for me to study this if I can be trained in all sorts of skills and find a job afterwards, and if I can develop my career in a hotel in a big city.
The school was established by private investors in 2008 and is graduating its first class this year. The students are taught English and all aspects of hospitality management, including special training in Chinese culture. James, a third-year student from Guizhou province, relishes the chance to share his culture.
Maybe the tea is the best topic to talk with him. You are introduced to tea and how to drink a tea. And to the foreigners, people, they will feel very exciting.
China is a manufacturing powerhouse with a seemingly unlimited supply of labor. But this school aims to solve one of the biggest struggles for international chains expanding in China, finding and keeping qualified service employees. Marriott executives say that although they have success retaining management, it is a struggle to keep lower-level positions filled. Sandra An is a Marriott human resources manager.
Now the current challenges change a little bit because of the single child policy, and honestly that is the frequent feedback we hear from our competitors and also from the hotel school as well. We have less and less young people willing to join the hotel industry.
Service jobs still carry some social stigma in China, so Anne says it also is necessary to persuade Chinese parents to let their only child join what she calls the Marriott family. She learned the hard way when one trainee in Shanghai didn't show up for his first day of work.
So we call home and then he was telling us that I really want to come but my parent locked the door. The parent don't want me to work here.
Marriott already has 60 hotels in China. An aggressive growth plan envisions that number to reach 100 by the end of 2014. Back at the Beijing Hospitality Institute, first-year students spend time in a hotel room to learn about what some of them say is their least favorite part of the job, housekeeping. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Beijing.
We should pay more attention to the detail in this room.